FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa and Rwanda's Paul Kagame have called for an immediate ceasefire in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The presidency says the leaders held a phone conversation to discuss the worsening crisis in the eastern DRC. 9 South Africans were among 13 troops killed in intense fighting with the Rwandan-backed M23 rebel group last week. The soldiers were part of the UN and SADC peacekeeping missions. The Congolese military said last night that it fought to retain control of Goma, where clashes have claimed at least 17 lives. There have been conflicting reports, though, over the extent of its control in Goma after the armed group stormed the city centre on Sunday. Meanwhile, former International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor has called for peace. She's been speaking to the SABC on the sidelines of a conference in Johannesburg.
Extremely worried. As you know, DRC is a large country with significant resources for the continent. So to see it in such strife disheartens leaders on the continent. So I'm hoping we are going to find ways of appealing to the leaders to find a diplomatic way to peace.
The Institute for Security Studies says the South African Army isn't adequately equipped to assist in the DRC. The African Union's Peace and Security Council is due to meet later to discuss the escalating conflict. Now, if you missed this big story, the SA Weather Service says it's investigating a suspected cyber attack that brought down its information and communication system. The apparent hack on Sunday night affected aviation, marine, email and website services. The weather office says IT experts are trying to restore these systems. For now, forecasters are relying on other channels like social media to provide updates to the public. Kwadukusa's local business community is expected to present a list of its concerns to representatives from KZN's Economic Development Portfolio Committee today. The meeting, which will focus on economic challenges and additional support, will kick off at the Kwadukusa Community Hall this morning. The city's Nokulunga Mashabane says portfolio chair Mafike Mdebele will lead the discussions.
It will also be a platform to solicit views from key stakeholders and to address concerns that may arise.
And the UN says more than 200,000 Palestinians who've returned to northern Gaza are now having to rebuild their homes and lives after the 15-month-long war. Many made the journey back to their communities on foot yesterday after checkpoints were reopened. This man has told Sky News everything he owned was destroyed.
This is our house. It's a pile of rubble. We didn't take any money or clothes or anything. We left them all in there, under the rubble. We left the tents behind only to come here to other tents. This is our house, four stories. You can't see them.
The World Food Programme says it's delivered more food to Gaza in the first 4 days of the ceasefire than in the entire month of December. The charity says it brought in meals for around 1 million people as the terms of a truce between Israel and Hamas was upheld. We've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today. Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.